Yeah, I don't know if you're like I am, but I've noticed under construction around, especially around the Dallas area, over the last few years, these storage sheds are just popping up every place. Places where you'd expect to see, you know, a hotel or an office building, all of a sudden the space is given over to public storage or extra space storage or CubeSmart, which doesn't seem all that efficient. And actually, there's a better model to that, and it's called Callbox Storage. It started here. The co-founder, the CEO, is Kyle Boehner, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
So everybody's got one of these storage and box sheds, and you downsize and you clean out all your stuff and you stack it in there and you lock the door and you pay rent and then you forget where you put everything. You guys have a different twist to this. I like this. You come and get my stuff, right?
That's exactly right. You know, what we found is about 1 in 11 households have a storage need. And so, but generally, a lot of times it's an inconvenient and painful process where things go to disappear. Well, we've created a platform through an inventory feature and a service that allows customers to get storage from the door, have inventory of what they have in storage that they can pull up on their phone, and have easy access when they need things back.
So my parents are going to downsize and move into an assisted living center, or I'm between houses or whatever. But so you run an inventory of everything, and you put a barcode on it, right?
That's exactly right. So then
you can tell me what I've stored because I've forgotten.
That's right. So you get an inventory, you pull up on your phone. There's a search feature. You want to search for holiday decorations, where you can easily pull up what you have in storage from the convenience of your home.
And then you bring it back.
And then we bring it back.
And then you don't take up expensive real estate at the corner of Preston and LBJ and turn it into a storage shed, right?
Right, that's right. So we keep that nice real estate available for shopping and retail and restaurants and apartments, and we find real estate more on the outskirts of town where we can gain some real estate efficiencies.
But am I right? I mean, there are more of these self-storage things than ever before, aren't there? Why?
It is. 2017 was a big construction year for storage, so it was 2016. Kind of look at where we are, the demographics of the country, 25% being the baby boomers, a lot of downsizing happening right now. Real estate prices continue to climb, so people have to be smarter with their space. For a lot of people, it just makes sense to have an offsite storage unit.
So this, and your concept has legs. You've just opened just this past week. We're in Houston.
Right. Houston is our second market. We launched in Dallas-Fort Worth about a year and a half ago.
And you go where next, Austin?
Austin is going to be our next market. That's right.
So is anybody else doing this model? Are you copying somebody from out of state? Or?
No. So there's a handful of groups that are doing this. There's some groups that started in New York that were doing more of a bin model where you send someone a bin, you fill up the bin, they come and pick it up. But we said we want to take anything and everything, anything that someone would normally take to a storage unit, we want to be able to pick up inventory and store it for them.
This sounds expensive.
That's what we get from a lot of people. People say, you know, it must be too good to be true. Prices must be ridiculous. But we've made it more efficient for people, you know, and through the real estate efficiencies that we get, we can service all of DFW through one facility. So we have a really, really nice marketing radius. We show up the customer's home, we pick up for free, and then we provide a free allotment of deliveries back, and all that's part of the regular storage cost. You can find some places that are more expensive, you find some that are cheaper.
So if I went to your location, after you pick up my stuff and you've had it a month or two, and can I go to your place and see my stuff? Is it all together in one dedicated David's area?
Well, right. So you don't need to. And most customers don't want to. Nobody really enjoys going back and forth to a storage unit. People have access to what's in storage through their phone or
desktop.
But
with all due respect, people run meth labs in there. They do embalming. They run people get kicked out of their houses. They live in their storage sheds, I think.
Right. Yeah. No. And so we make exceptions if a customer wants to come up there and grab something that they need.
But is it is it a separate dedicated space?
No, so we don't have four walls per customer. So we're more of an open space where things are stored based on racking and what's called vaulting. And so that allows us to get more capacity in our storage spaces than traditionally you could, because it's a more efficient model.
So the investors must like you.
Yeah, you know, it's been good. It's been fun, and we've had really nice growth here in Dallas-Fort Worth. People get it when they understand it, and they realize, you know, that does make a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense. So I saw, wouldn't I say you're going to generate $2.5 million in revenue in 2018?
Yeah, it's our goal in 2018.
So you're not funding this out of your back pocket anymore?
No, we're not. So we raised capital for that round. We raised about $5 million to expand beyond Dallas-Fort Worth. That's going to take us to, we think, 3 to 4 additional markets to grow the concept.
Is it something that's easy to implement once you get to a new city?
Well, it's all like anything. It's all about the people, and so finding the right people really goes a long, long ways. And there's definitely a real estate component to this, and being able to strategize and pick the right locations. There's a lot of work that goes in and finding those. But now that we've built the software and we have the technology in place, we do think it's something we can scale fairly quickly if we're fortunate enough across the country.
So when would you like to go out outside of the state?
Well, we have a target in mind actually for later this year. We haven't announced that yet, but we think we're close to being able to do so. And so that would take us outside the state and give us our first market out there.
The concept makes a lot of sense, and it is a heck of a lot easier. But, I mean, you can't run a meth lab in there. That's the problem. Kyle Bader is the CEO and the co-founder of Callbox. Hey, we wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.